You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on awareness. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Notes on Awareness, The Perils and Opportunities of Reality by Anthony DeMello. We'll start with a quote. There's nothing so delightful as being aware. Would you rather live in darkness? Would you rather act and not be aware of your words? Would you rather listen to people and not be aware of what you're hearing, or see things and not be aware of what you're looking at? The great Socrates said, "The unaware life is not worth living." That's a self-evident truth. Most people don't live aware lives. They live mechanical lives, mechanical thoughts, generally somebody else's, mechanical emotions, mechanical actions, mechanical reactions. End quote. That's Anthony DeMello from Awareness. So Anthony DeMello was a 20th century Jesuit priest, passionate about inspiring us to see the world with a deeper sense of awareness, compassion, and love. And he doesn't mince words in this great little book. Awareness. If we want to escape the stimulus response conditioning of our society and begin to truly live, we've got to build it. And this book is full of a bunch of big ideas on how to go about turning up our awareness. Let's jump straight in, shall we? We'll start with the first big idea, seeing beauty everywhere. Quote, "Why don't I see goodness and beauty everywhere? Because you cannot see outside of you what you fail to see inside." End quote. As we've discussed throughout these notes, how people see the world is such a fascinating look into how they see themselves. I'm recording this while on sabbatical in Bali, and it always blows me away how some people choose to talk about the trash that's often thrown to the side of the road and the stray dogs that cruise around and any of the other possible blemishes that exist everywhere in the world, while others talk about the beautiful smiles of the people, the serenity of the island, and all that good stuff. Same world, different focus. As Emerson says, quote, "People seem not to see that their opinion of the world is also a confession of character." How about you? Have you ever noticed that when you feel better about yourself and your life, the world just looks a tad bit brighter and the people are a lot friendlier? Well, DeMello also says this, quote, "Anytime you have a negative feeling toward anyone, you're living in an illusion. There's something seriously wrong with you. You're not seeing reality. Something inside of you has to change." And what do we generally do when we have a negative feeling? He is to blame, she is to blame, she's got to change. No, the world's all right. The one who has to change is you. End quote. So next time you find yourself focusing on the ugliness of the world and not being able to see the beauty, think about pausing for a moment and seeing if you can find a little more beauty inside you, and then see if that translates to a different view of your world. Next big idea is prescribing medicine for your neighbor. Quote, "Imagine a patient who goes to a doctor and tells him what he is suffering from. The doctor says, 'Very well, I've understood your symptoms. You know what I will do? I will prescribe a medicine for your neighbor.' The patient replies, 'Thank you very much, doctor. That makes me feel much better.' Isn't that absurd? But that's what we all do. The person who is asleep always thinks he'll feel better if somebody else changes. You're suffering because you are asleep, but you're thinking how wonderful life would be if somebody else would change. How wonderful life would be if my neighbor changed, my wife changed, my boss changed." End quote. I just give one big ha to that. Imagine that image of a doctor diagnosing you, then prescribing medicine for your neighbor. Imagine that the next time you're suffering and think someone other than you needs to change to remove the pain. That leads us to the next big idea, dancing to the tune that springs from within. Quote, "A nice definition of an awakened person, a person who no longer marches to the drums of society, a person who dances to the tune of the music that springs up from within." End quote. Beautiful. What music are you dancing to? society's music that tells us to attend this university, get this kind of job, get married, get a house in that suburb, and have 2.1 kids all by this age, and exhaustingly unending ands? Or are you dancing to the music that springs up from within? Of course, our dance may appear very similar in either scenario, but what's the source of your rhythm? Is it a conditioned set of expectations or a heartfelt inner music? It's important to consider. This whole chat reminds me of a couple of transcendentalists. Henry David Thoreau tells us, quote, "If a man does not keep pace with his companion, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer." While his mentor Ralph Waldo Emerson reminds us, quote, "And truly it demands something godlike in him who cast off the common motives of humanity and ventured to trust himself for a taskmaster," end quote. So let's turn our music up and get our grooves on, huh? Which leads us to the next big idea, true selfishness. Quote, "Part of waking up is that you live your life as you see fit, and understand that is not selfish. The selfish thing to do is to demand that someone else live their life as you see fit. That's selfish. It is not selfish to live your life as you see fit. The selfishness lies in demanding that someone else live their life to suit your tastes, or your pride, or your profit, or your pleasure. That is truly selfish." End quote. It's a really powerful distinction. To live your own life according to your own values, according to DeMello, is not selfish. To tell someone else that they should live according to your values, however, is selfish. I dig that. All right, the next big idea is driving with the brakes on. Quote, "You're much more energetic, much more alive. People think that if they had no cravings, they'd be like dead wood. But in fact, they'd lose their tension. Get rid of your fear of failure, your tensions about succeeding. You will be yourself, relaxed. You wouldn't be driving with your brakes on. That's what would happen." End quote. What an awesome image. Can you imagine driving your car with your brakes on all the time? Quick help with visualization. Don't forget the screeching sound as the brakes get worn down, and make sure you include the terrible brake dust smell. Yikes. Get rid of your fear of failure. Gently release the brake pedal. Relax. Be yourself. Ah. That leads us to the next big idea. This too shall pass. Quote, "Everything passes. Everything." End quote. This reminds me of my Vipassana meditation teacher, S. N. Guenca. And it also reminds me of Abraham Lincoln. First, Guenca. "One of the key ideas during my 10-day silent Vipassana meditation experience was the idea of anicca, a Pali word that means impermanence. Life is change, and we suffer when we get stuck and don't allow the wheel of life to keep on spinning and doing its thing. In fact, the word for suffering in Buddhism is dukkha, which is the word they use to describe a potter's wheel that is no longer spinning smoothly. It's stuck a bit and screeching. That's suffering. The solution is to remember anicca, to flow with life. Know that everything passes. Everything." Now to Abraham Lincoln. He says, quote, "It is said an Eastern monarch once charged his wise men to invent him a sentence to be ever in view and which should be true and appropriate in all times and situations. They presented him the words, 'And this too shall pass away.' How much it expresses how chastening in the hour of pride, how consoling in the depths of affliction." So are you stuck a bit on something? Might it help to remember that this too shall pass? That leads us to the next big idea, symphony of life. Quote, "As the great Confucius said, the one who would be in constant happiness must frequently change. We must flow, but we keep looking back, don't we? We cling to things in the past and cling to things in the present. Do you want to enjoy a symphony? Don't hold on to a few bars of the music. Don't hold on to a couple of notes. Let them pass. Let them flow. The whole enjoyment of a symphony lies in your readiness to allow the notes to pass." That's beautiful. Change. It's a theme all the great teachers come back to again and again and again. Some things don't change. Makes me think of Marcus Aurelius's Genius Meditations. You can see the notes on that, where he talks about change and the symphony of life quite a bit as well. He says, quote, "O world, I am in tune with every note of thy great harmony. For me, nothing is early, nothing late, if it be timely for thee. O nature, all that thy seasons yield is fruit for me," end quote. Aurelius also says, "Time is a river, the resistless flow of all created things. One thing no sooner comes in sight than it is hurried past, and another is borne along, only to be swept away in its turn." Beautiful. So, are you clinging to anything these days? Let's not hold on to a few bars of the music. Let's allow the notes to pass, and let's enjoy this beautiful symphony. That leads us to the next big idea. It's depressed. Quote, "Never identify with that feeling. It has nothing to do with the I. Don't define your essential self in terms of that feeling. Don't say, 'I am depressed.' If you want to, say, 'It is depressed.' That's all right. If you want to say that depression is there, that's fine. If you want to say gloominess is there, that's fine. But not, 'I am gloomy.' You're defining yourself in terms of the feeling. That's your illusion. That's your mistake. There's a depression there right now. But let it be. Leave it alone. It will pass. Everything passes. Everything. Your depressions and your thrills have nothing to do with happiness. Those are swings of the pendulum. If you seek kicks or thrills, get ready for depression. Do you want your drug? Get ready for the hangover. One end of the pendulum swings over to the other." End quote. I love that. Lots we can talk about there, but we'll just go through. Are you feeling down, feeling a little depressed? Look at it and say, "It's a little down today." You are not the depression. Observe it. See it as separate from your purest self and let it pass. Pretty please. Next big idea, coffins. Quote, "The way to really live is to die. The passport to living is to imagine yourself in your grave. Imagine yourself lying in your coffin. Now look at your problems from that viewpoint. Changes everything, doesn't it?" End quote. That's powerful, and more than a tad bit morbid, but a theme echoed by many great teachers. I quoted a few below, which I'll get to in a moment. For now, let's do a little visualization. Imagine you're lying in your coffin. It's closed and cold. You're underground. Dirt is being shoveled on top. Are you there? Now, from that scenic location, look at your current problems. Changes everything, huh? Now, come back to reality and live. Here's a little more DeMello death mojo. He says, quote, "You're not living until it doesn't matter a tinker's damn to you, whether you live or die. At that point, you live. When you're ready to lose your life, you live it." Here are a couple of friends, Seneca and Castaneda. Seneca, you can see the notes on his Letters from a Stoic, says, quote, "Rehearse death. To say this is to tell a person to rehearse his freedom. A person who has learned how to die has unlearned how to be a slave. He is above, or at any rate beyond the reach of, all political powers." Seneca also says, "You want to live, but do you know how to live? You are scared of dying, and tell me, is the kind of life you lead really any different from being dead?" And finally he says, "As it is with a play, so it is with life. What matters is not how long the acting lasts, but how good it is." And finally, Carlos Castaneda, and you can see the notes on his Wheel of Time, says, quote, "Death is our eternal companion. It is always to our left, an arm's length behind us. Death is the only wise advisor that a warrior has. Whenever he feels that everything is going wrong and he's about to be annihilated, he can turn to his death and ask if that is so. His death will tell him that he is wrong, that nothing really matters outside its touch. His death will tell him, 'I haven't touched you yet.'" End quote. Powerful. Next big idea is, life is for the gambler. quote, life is for the gambler. It really is, end quote. This is, remember, a Jesuit priest talking. And if he tells us life is for the gambler, well, then I'm in. Seriously, though, how are you playing small? How can you expand into your life a little more? Let's take a few more risks. It's a truism. It happens to be true. But do you really think you're going to be on your deathbed and wish you took less risks? Probably not. As DeMello says, quote, live dangerously. And when I say live dangerously, I mean live according to your own self, whatever the cost. Whatever is at stake, live according to your own consciousness, according to your own heart and feeling, end quote. That leads us to the next big idea, perfect love. Quote, perfect love casts out fear. Where there is love, there are no demands, no expectations, no dependency. I do not demand that you make me happy. My happiness does not lie in you. If you were to leave me, I will not feel sorry for myself. I enjoy your company immensely, but I do not cling. End quote. So sometimes I wince a bit when a celibate priest is telling me about love, but this is beautiful. Leo Buscaglia, you can see his notes, or my notes on his great must-read book, Love, he says this, quote, as soon as the love relationship does not lead me to me, as soon as I in a love relationship do not lead another person to himself, this love, even if it seems to be the most secure and ecstatic attachment I have ever experienced, is not true love. For real love is dedicated to continual becoming. How's your love? Let's get rid of the fear and move toward perfect love. The next big idea, suffering. Do you want a sign that you're asleep? Here it is, you're suffering. Suffering is a sign that you're out of touch with the truth. Suffering is given to you that you might open your eyes to the truth, that you might understand that there's falsehood somewhere, just as physical pain is given to you so you will understand that there's disease or illness somewhere. Suffering occurs when you clash with reality. When your illusions clash with reality, when your falsehoods clash with truth, then you are suffering. Otherwise, there is no suffering. End quote. Brilliant. In her great book, Loving What Is, and you can see the notes on that, Byron Katie tells us that, quote, the pain shows you what's left to investigate. And Rumi tells us, this discipline and rough treatment are a furnace to extract the silver from the dross. This testing purifies the gold by boiling the scum away. So our suffering just points out where we have a little, or maybe a lot, more work to do. The trick is to be able to hold a high level of awareness and see that, rather than be the suffering. So, are you currently suffering? Can you bring a little more awareness to the challenge? Maybe shift your perspective and see the opportunity to grow just a little bit more. That leads us to the final big idea, flash of light. Quote, an Italian poet said, we live in a flash of light. Evening comes and it is night forever. It's only a flash and we waste it. We waste it with our anxiety, our worries, our concerns, our burdens. End quote. Well, that puts it in perspective, huh? As Dan Millman says, and you can see my notes on his Everyday Enlightenment, quote, life is brief, a flash of lightning, a snap of eternity's fingers, end quote. So do you get, I mean, really get just how brief life is? And do we really want to waste it on anxieties, worries, and all that jazz? Shoo, didn't think so, me either. So what would your highest self do in this moment? Let's string more of those together and enjoy this flash of light. So that is a quick look at a great book, Awareness, by Anthony DeMello. I'll share a little bit about Anthony and a couple other notes I think you'll enjoy if you like this one. And then some quotes from the sidebar, then we will officially wrap it up. So DeMello, Anthony DeMello, was a Jesuit priest known throughout the world for his writings and spiritual conferences. He died suddenly in 1987. Among his many books are Sadhana and The Song of the Bird. If you enjoyed this, I think you'll also enjoy the Philosopher's Notes on The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle's classic, as well as Byron Katie's Loving What Is. I think you'll also enjoy the philosopher's notes on Rumi as well. How about some quotes from the sidebar? So we have quotes from Anthony DeMello. These will all be from DeMello. He says, "What leads to growth is painful experiences. Suffering points up an area in you where you have not yet grown, where you need to grow and be transformed and change. If you knew how to use that suffering, oh, how you would grow. Yet my experience is that it's precisely the ones who don't know what to do with this life, who are all hot and bothered about what they are going to do with another life. One sign that you're awakened is that you don't give a damn about what's going to happen in the next life. You're not bothered about it. You don't care. You are not interested, period." I'm talking about self-observation. What's that? It means to watch everything in you and around you as far as possible, and watch it as if it were happening to someone else. The I is never threatened. It's only the me that is threatened. When you cling, life is destroyed. When you hold on to anything, you cease to live. You are the one who needs to change, who needs to take the medicine. You keep insisting, "I feel good because the world is right." Wrong. The world is right because you feel good. That's what all the mystics are saying. And finally, we see people and things not as they are, but as we are. Well, that's a quick look at Anthony DeMello's great book, Awareness, The Perils and Opportunities of Reality. Hope you enjoyed and look forward to sharing more with you. Have an awesome day.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to www.philosophersnotes.com to download more.